for all the arrangers. I know Eitan's not here. Oh, you are here. You're back? You left and you're back already. Oh, okay. I thought you were still supposed to be away. Okay, well, it's good to have you back. So it gives me an opportunity to thank Eitan and Josh for all the work they've been doing. You know, including organizing the lunch, but, you know, more importantly, you know, keeping an eye on everybody, make sure that everybody is doing well. We still have some meetings, I think. we'll try to finish up and we'll try to do move forward on that. But, you know, they invest a lot of hard work and they do it in a very, you know, remarkably, you know, special way. They care about everybody and they really invest time and effort into it, so I appreciate it very much. I've always been blessed to have, you know, very, you know, wonderful Talmidim in general, but in the Shir assistant spot, you know, people who really, you know, really go out of their way and they do it, each one according to his own personality. It's always interesting to see also, but not just in a curiosity way, but in a, you know, I guess a, you know, deriving nachas, you know, kind of a way. And it's so, you know, just on everybody else's account, just to thank them for the Chazar Shir, and I said just, you know, overseeing Chabrusas and, you know, just helping out in all ways. And, you know, they're very, you know, patient with me as well. You know, sometimes I'm a little hard to reach and get a little busy, but, you know, they do things in a very special and nice way. So I want to thank them. I thought the program was really, you know, very clever and very excellent, so I want to thank you for that as well. Just very briefly on Yanei Chanukah, it's a little late, so I don't want to speak extensively, and I'm going to have an opportunity later in the week. But just to point out a certain phenomenon, and that is that, you know, the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kapala from the base, you know, has a whole discussion whether kafsa zakuk, kafsa ena zakuk. Again, this requires, you know, obviously a much more extensive and serious, you know, presentation. But everybody's aware that, you know, there's this machlokes. It affects a number of things, whether or not if you light the neros and the candles go out before the zman, which is ad shetichla regel min hashuk. So in that circumstance, are you supposed to relight or not? That is, you know, a very basic argument. And mostly we paskin, the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and pretty much all the Rishonim, paskin that kafsa ein zakukla, that if the candles go out, that you're not obligated to relight them. The Rama and Shulchan Aruch, reflecting some of the Rishonim already earlier in Makoros, says that it might be Mehudar to relight it, that, you know, there's certainly no bracha and certainly no obligation. Many Rishonim think that there's not even a lechatchila or a kiyum. And when you think about it, we're all very familiar with this. It's always jarring when the Neros go out, you know, and sometimes they do. You know, sometimes the Shemen or whatever it is not... you know, set up properly, and you know, you always like have this, you know, disappointed feeling, and you really want to relight it. You know, most people really do relight it, even though they're not obligated. I mean, the Rama was on to something. It's like psychologically difficult to see those, you know, candles, you know, not burning. But we're all aware that, you know, pukhazi ma madaber. There's something to the fact that we're disturbed about it, not only because, like, you know, the mitzvah, you know, Behidura, obviously, is that it should, you know, last. And I think even more so, something I'll speak about in a couple of nights, but, you know, and a little bit we alluded to today, but the opportunity to do, you know, mitzvos and to do them properly is really part of the, you know, struggle of Chanukah, right? One of the things that Aaron pointed out, why there would be, you know, a celebration, even if it wasn't for the particular Nace, and what I was trying to say before, the convergence of that with the menorah, you know, is also really part of that story. It's not just the narrow Nace Chanukah itself, and therefore when things don't go, you know, perfectly, And, you know, you, in, you know, in addition to, you know, just the general disappointment, on Hanukkah in particular, when the mitzvahs, you know, when the lights are not burning, you know, there's a sense of disappointment. And in addition to that, of course, is the fact that the role of Pirsumei Nisa is more central in Hanukkah than it is in most typical mitzvahs. The factor of Pirsumei Nisa in Hanukkah and in on Purim and with respect to the Dalet Kosos, you know, is well documented in those three places. You know, Pirsum Hanes isn't just a separate kiyum, it's really part of the core kiyum itself. And, you know, Adcha Tichla Regel Menashuk and the, you know, the, you know, place of Hadlaka, the timing of Hadlaka, even, you know, the fuel for Hadlaka, according to some, you know, all these things are investments in the Pirsum Hanes and the effect of having the Neros, you know, burn. So, you know, the light that it produces, you know, symbolically is very significant. A lot of Divrei Torah, you know, zero in on the or part, and that is, of course, a Birchas Haroah, which is pretty much unique, you know, to Neros Chanukah, the Bali Tosis, you know, in Shabbos and Sukkah, and other Rishonim follow suit. You know, they ask this question, like, Heichan Matzinu, that there's something called a Birchas Haroah. You know, it's pretty much unique to Hanukkah, Mishum Chivu of HaMitzvah or other things. Get back to that maybe. So the whole, you know, in addition to the general disappointment, the role that, you know, this mitzvah and mitzvahs in general play on Hanukkah, in addition to that, you have the Pirsum aspect and you have the, you know, the symbol of light, you know, itself. And all of that, you know, makes it particularly... you know, strange in a way that we paskin, you know, kavsa, you know, ein zakukla. You know, given the role of Pirsumei Nisa and all the other factors that I just mentioned, it's not just, you know, disappointment. One would have thought that it's in the nature of the mitzvah itself that, you know, that it be effective. And yet, all the Rishonim pretty much, again, the Rif and the Rambam and everybody in between, the Shulchan Aruch, of course, all paskin that kapsa, you know, ain zakukla, and the question is a little bit, you know, why? But it's not only that; it's also the application. So that, you know, I just want to talk about two things very quickly. The Rajba and the Tshuva discusses chelak aleph. I think it's tough. I think I wrote it down somewhere. Tough kuf lamed tes. I think the Rajba, you know, discusses the question whether, you know, kapsa zakuk law only applies if it goes out automatically, or it also applies, you know, if you're trying to be metaking the nair, you know, and then, you know, by accident in the effort to improve it, right, you are mechabe. So it's like an act of kibui. Does that make a difference or not? The Rajba says it makes no difference. Some of the poskim disagree, like the Marshal, in the Tshuva and Simin Pehei, says that actually, if you put out the nair, even though it was Bishogeg, that you're obligated to relight it. But even then, interesting, you don't make a bracha when you relight it. That's also curious. The Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva tries to be medayik, both from the Rajba and the Shulchan Aruch, who emphasize this idea of kibui Bishogeg, you know, bizman atikun, that let's say you were, you know, benezid, you know, to, for whatever reason, you were mechabeb b'mezid, then certainly you'd be obligated, you know, to relight it. But Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, Tshuva Sarajba, even if you were relighting purposes of mezid, the Prima Gadim and others say you wouldn't make a bracha. So it seems like, you know, the principle of kavsa ein zakukla, there's a certain tension in it, you know, in addition to like the initial kind of surprise, unless you know for many years that that's how we paskin, but I guess I instinctively and, you know, because of all these other factors before, I wouldn't have predicted, you know, if I could go back, you know, to my formative years of not knowing how we paskin in this, I would have thought that we paskin, you know, kapsa zakuk. But there is this tension that even, you know, in situations where, you know, you're mechabed yourself, you're mechabed b'mezid, even then you don't say, you know, even then you say kavsa ein zakukla, and surely that's peculiar. So the Tshuva Sarajba, in addition to discussing the problem of shogeg, also makes an interesting connection that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. This is really, comes from the Tshuva Sarajba. It's not everybody's aware of it. But in Tafresh Ayin Gimel, the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in of Kavsa in Zakaklaz, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Lefikach im Kavsa Kodem Sh'avar Zmana Ein Zakukla. So the statement Hadlak, the connection between Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah and Kavsa Ein Zakukla, comes from the Tshuva Sarajba, as far as I know. I think he's the earliest to say it, and it gets formulated or articulated in the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Taz is troubled by it. Here in Sivkatan Ches, he says, Eini yodea heich talui ze baze. Because it seems like the Rajba and Shulchan Aruch are making reference to the argument whether hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah, a discussion of the Gemara in Shabbos, we paskin hadlaka osa mitzvah, but the Gemara discusses nafkamina, the Gemara discusses the question of back and forth. So the Taz says, if that's, you know, seemingly what they're getting at, im tomar hanacha osa mitzvah haba hadin kain. He said that shouldn't affect the question of kavsa zakuk or ein zakuk. The sud the Gemara hevi harbe hochachos by delo kaimelon hanacha osa mitzvah amai lo hochiach mimad de kaimelon kavsa ein zakukla elanira de kan lo bala fuke mimad amar hanacha osa mitzvah elahochi kamar kiven shehidlik tekev kiema mitzvah. Alkein im kavsa, right? Ein zakukla. So basically, Taz is basically saying, like, ignore. You know, he's not saying ignore what the Shulchan Aruch or the Rajba wrote, but he's basically saying don't take it so literally or so seriously. It has nothing to do with the question of hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. It's just a way of saying that, you know, b'dieved, if the nair, you know, lasted a little bit. So, but yeah, that's good enough. Interesting. I think the Taz may be Lashitaso. Just mention this and I'll try to get to the conclusion, even though it's a much bigger topic. In the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch also discusses the problem, which is more controversial, about Erev Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch paskins afilu kavsa be'erev Shabbos kodem kabbalas Shabbos shadayin hu mibod yom, right? Eino zakukla. But even if the candles went out erev Shabbos, even if they went out prior to kabbalas Shabbos, so in theory there's no problem of malacha if you're going to rekindle it. Still, even though it's adayin mibod yom, ein zakukla. And of course, this comes from the Trumas Hadeshen. This is a famous tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshen, which actually the Taz quotes here, where the Trumas Hadeshen, makes this har. It's not clear in the Gemara at all, and the Taz himself takes issue with it. Taz says, Yeshli makom yum, this is Sivkat and Tess, bedvarim elu, shehem betrumas Hadeshen, simen kuf gimel, va'atikem, yired, this is the quote from the Trumas Hadeshen, the ein zakukla afilu kai gavna afapi de ikra mitzvah mitzesa kochabim kemosha kasav amordechai ilakach hayini lecholim lomar dim kavsa kodem hatcholas kiyama mitzvah zakukla. Meaning, it's one thing to say that, you know, you light on time, and then a second later or 10 minutes later, but not half an hour later, or not tichla regel menashuk later, you know, it goes out. So you say kavsa, you know, ein zakukla, and even if it's, you know, in a minute, but at least the hadlaka was in the zman where there's persumei nisa, where it's, you know, the official zman hamitzvah, etc. But what do you do if it's Erev Shabbos, when obviously you have to light earlier, but if it doesn't last, you know, at least till, there could be different critical moments here, either Kabbalah Shabbos, right? Or Ben Hashmashos, or, you know, Shkia, or Tseis, which you can, you know, pick which one you think is the... But certainly, even if it goes out even before Kabbalah Shabbos, right, it's not obvious just because you say Kavsa, Ein Zokukla, you know, Bismano, that that would apply here as well. Nonetheless, says the Truma Sadeshen, a very interesting Amnam, midibvarchinan mibod yom, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, since you make a bracha, so that afagav deleka mitzvah adayin, mikomokom kivendi efshar beinyan acher, right, chashiva hechsher mitzvah, very interesting formulations, kidapir shatosis reishivamos, gabe hechsher mitzvah the kibudav, the ain. The sugi there in Yivamos discusses ase dechalos ase, it's a very problematic raya, but there they can be the balitosis discuss, like, let's do, you know, what's the mice, what's the mitzvah of kibud avim? You want to prepare food for your parents. So, like, you know, in terms of ased ochalos ased, is it the cooking? Is it the, but it's not the cooking. I mean, you could cook, you know, you could cook up a storm. You know, you could be, you know, you could be a chef and, you know, you could produce this magnificent, production. But until they eat it, you know, where's the kibud avim? Says the Truma Sadeshen. So that's like a heksher lemitzvah. And nonetheless, Tosis implies that, you know, we say ase dechalos. The truth is, if you look at the sugya there, as people have pointed out, the Gemara actually concludes that you don't say ase dechalos ase. But either way, Tosis is trying to suggest that even where you have a heksher, a necessary heksher that produces, you know, the cheftza shel mitzvah, has a certain stature, even if it isn't enough for ase dochalos ase, but hu adin, when you light Neros Chanukah, even in advance. That's the suggestion. V'lachein b'varchin aleha, ulhachanami, ikavsa ein zakuk, sharei kvar hutchala hamitzvah behechshir. Interesting raya. V'raya midi tiru b'chanukah b'shabbos b'shmanim Asurim b'ner Shabbos, v'tam shim d'asur l'shtamish la'ora. No one ever said that, you know, you have to use, like, more proficient, more efficient shemen, you know, when you light Erev Shabbos. This is also further proof that as long as you did the halakha properly, everything is fine and good. So the Taz disagrees. He says, v'lo nisiyash v'li advar melu, v'lefianira badai, mashakos of kovsa, ein zoko, kainu, im dalak, al kalponim bizman achiyuv, the hainu mishutishka chama v'imdala kodem loze ktas v'chava, right, ba'oso ktas, meaning before shkia, in a regular day, like let's say you lit a little bit before, right, as long as it went out before, badai zakukla el debeshabes sheyef shalahamtin ad shkia sachama b'hadlaka, because of malacha v'tzorch lahatko kodem Mikrios Hashad Zman Hatchala, Kamo Bechol B'Sof Shkia. Ochitikru Chachamim Shiadlik B'Shosh Yesh Lahet Lahadlik. Dezeh Lo Mikri Hechsher Mitzvah, Ela Mitzvah Mamish Habesh. So number one, it's not a Hechsher Mitzvah; it's a Mitzvah. He disagrees with Truma Sadeshen, like in both directions. This is more than a Hechsher Mitzvah; this is a Mitzvah. But by the same token, if the Kibui takes place Kodem Kabbalas Shabbos, then you would be Zokakla. That's the psak of the Taz. And then, you know, he goes on to discuss, you know, would it have mattered, you know, if, you know, frankly, let's say it's, you know, well, it doesn't matter whether Kabbalah Shabbos is, you know, has effect in terms of Malacha, very interesting things, you know, et cetera. Okay. So I think these actually Tazes are connected. But what emerges is a very interesting argument about, you know, how independent, you know, hadlaka is from its effect. And I think this is what the Tshuva HaRajba really had, you know, in mind, getting back to the first Taz, namely that the machlokas, whether hadlakos a mitzvah or hanachos a mitzvah, again, requires a much longer discussion. But, you know, the Taz is basically suggesting that, like, there are two different ways of looking at the Maisa Mitzvah. You know, one is that the mitzvah is the Hadlaka, you know, and the other one is that the mitzvah is the Hanacha. But either way, what does, you know, what does that have to do with the question of Kavsa Zakuk or Ein Zakuk? Obviously, what the Rajba and the Shulchan Aruch have in mind, if we take it literally, and they mean it, we should always assume people mean things, right, unless it's impossible to conclude that way, is that there's a qualitative difference, you know, that if you say Hanocha Osa Mitzvah, so what you're saying is that even the Maisa that you do, never mind the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but the Maisa HaMitzvah, you know, is also related to the effect, you know, and the Pirsum, and therefore the fact that it's, you know, Dolek, you know, for a certain, you know, period of time. And therefore, if you hold like Hanocha Osa Mitzvah, namely that the even the Maisa is something which is connected to the effect, then you probably end up saying that Kavsa Zakukla. But if you hold Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, right, so, you know, that puts a stronger, you know, emphasis on the Maisa divorce from, or at least not, I'll say it this way, not completely defined or contingent upon the effect. And for that same reason, we are able to paskin kavsa, you know, ein zakukla. So I think then if you go with the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Taz disagrees, what we're saying is that whenever you have a Maisa Adlaka, even if it's Shabbos, so you didn't even have, you could have said that the Man Domer holds kavsa ein zakukla, so what he's basically saying is that you have a shiur of, you know, presume nisa, b'di'eved, you know, your yotze, you know, even with persume nisa, you know, porta or zuta, you know, as long as it's you lit it and it's you know it's it caught, you know, it ignited, you know, that's also that's a smaller persume nisa, but it's a persume nisa nonetheless. All sorts of interesting, you know, discussions about whether you need the shi or shenen for Achatichal Regal Menashuk, you know, prior to the Hadlaka and at this Zman of the Hadlaka, or whether you can, like, add it on the way, like, you know, let's say you continue, you know, to fuel, you know, the flame. Let's say there's not enough Shemin, but you intend to, you keep it that way. It's also an interesting question. In a way, you know, fueling the flame as you go along, you know, is like almost the flip opposite of the problem of, you know, Kavsa Zakuk and Kavsa, you know, Ein Zakukla. But at the end of the day, you could explain that Kavsa Ein Zakukla just means that B'di'eved, L'chatchila, it's even Ma'akev, maybe that you have the Shiur of Shemen, you know, that has the ability of Pirsume Nisa Shetichal Rego Manashuk. And B'di'eved, you know, if you tried your best, you know, you're Yotze with less. But then, if you're talking about like Erev Shabbos, where, you know, the Pirsum or the Hadlaka didn't place at all, it didn't take place at all, you know, Balayla, it's very hard to say Kavsa, you know, Ein Zakuk, you know, at that point. So, of course, if you have no option because it's an Isur Balacha, you know, then, you know, there's nothing to do. But if it went out prior to the Zman of Kabbalah Shabbos, why wouldn't you do, you know, what the Taz, you know, suggests? So the idea that, you know, if Pirsum and Hadlaka is part of the, is actually the Kiyum HaMitzvah and really defines the Maisa HaMitzvah as well, then, you know, you would be likely to take issue with the Taz. But if you hold like the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and then you add to it the fact that this is according to the Man Domer Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, but actually contrast to Hanocha Osa Mitzvah, what you're really saying is that even though Pirsume Nisa plays such an important role, again, you know, defying, you know, certainly all other mitzvos, maybe in some respects even, you know, Kriya Samagila, you know, and Dalet Kosos, that those are the rivals. But at the same time, strikingly, you know, even as Pirsume Nisa plays such a role, the independence of the Hadlaka, right, is also a very forceful aspect of the mitzvah of Chanukah. So that Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah and kavsa ein zakuk actually is a way of highlighting, you know, a certain theme. And I think a theme is that you need to be madlik in a way that from your point of view has the potential of pirsumei nisa, but it isn't the pirsumei nisa per se, it's the hadloka, you know, sheyesh ba koach lefarse mesanes, that is really the koveya, according to this perspective, of Ner Chanukah. And I think that, you know, what that implies is that, you know, we, again, associate Chanukah with Chinuch. We see that, you know, the return to the world of mitzvos in the aftermath of Lashkicham Tarasecha La'aviram Michukei Ritzonecha is something that was very much under a microscope. People were watching. In a way, the way that we formulated this mitzvah is very telling in terms of our perspective. And I think the message that emerges is that you want to do substantive things that have impact. But there's always a certain tension between the impact and the objective substance. And it would be very kind of easy in a context like Neres Chanukah, you know, to, you know, focus almost exclusively on the Pirsumei Nisa effect, even to the exclusion of, you know, even when, you know, it diminishes somewhat, like the integrity of the hadlaka, which produces it, to see it just as a means, you know, to an end. And I think that the din of Kavsa Ein Zakuk, which by extension for the Rajman Shulchan Aruch includes hadlaka and not hanacha, osa mitzvah, is precisely telling us that you can't produce pirsum anes, a kind of kiddush Hashem, unless you first, you know, focus on the integrity of the ma'isa hadlaka. And in that respect, it's always, you know, worth noting, you know, that you, one of the things that's so characteristic about Chanukah is the integration of the hoda'a part together with the hadlaka part. And, you know, this expresses itself or plays itself out, you know, in many different ways. Among them, you know, the question of birchas haro'eh. Like, you know, is there a birchas haro'eh, erev, Shabbos, you know, kodem azman? It's one thing to say that there's a hadlaka, but it also appears like, you know, you certainly say the bracha of she'asa nisim la'avoseinu, in addition to l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah, and, you know, in theory, you could have made that bracha, you know, later, as a roeh, you know, on Shabbos, as some of the Achronim point out. But there's nobody that I'm aware of, you know, who suggests that. The pashtus is what we all do. As far as I know, everybody does this. You make, you know, all two, or if it was the first night, you would make all three, you know, brachos, you know, prior to Lila, you know, prior even to Kabbalah Shabbos. That's a very striking phenomenon. Of course, the whole idea of the Birchas Haro'eh is fascinating. There's a debate, you know, whether Birchas Haro'eh is, you know, included in the Kolamitzos Mivarchim Aleihem over La'asiyason. It's one of the brachos that you make over La'asiyason. Or on the contrary, you make it after, or you make it before the last ner, or after the first ner. There's a whole range of views, you know, when the proper time for Birchas Haro'eh, for the madlik I'm talking about, is. So again, you know, from a purely orthodox point of view, with a small o, meaning we would have expected that, you know, l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah be over la'asiyason, and the Birchas Haro'eh be, sorry, going too long, would be la'achar asiyason, because the Birchas Shevach, you know, the hoda'ah, basically, and the roeh, you know, it's a Birchas Haro'eh, basically. When he sees it, you know, he responds to it. So it's counterintuitive to think that, you know, it's over la'asiyason, or let's say be'emtza asiyason, which are many of the shitas, but the Rama actually paskins that, you know, that it's all over la'asiyason, even the Birchas Haro'eh. So I always try to explain with that you see that you know, one of the unique features of Chanukah is like the mixing of, you know, the Maisa HaMitzvah, you know, and the Hodah. But I think that has like a double, you know, effect. You know, usually it highlights the fact, you know, that even the mitzvah itself is so focused on the effect, which is true, the Pirsumei Nisa, part of it. I always like to explain also, you know, we sing Haneros Halalu, you know, and it seems like a hefsek a little bit because, you know, the minig became, there's the Marshal and Taz and others, to sing it like after, like if you have a, you know, beyond the first night, so you light the first Ner, you know, and as you're lighting the other Neros, you know, you sing Haneros Halalu. It's like it's a strange kind of thing. You know, you just made a bracha. The bracha includes, if you're doing Mahadrin on Mahadrin, you know, all the Neros, and yet you're singing, you know, it's like, you know, like somebody got engaged or something, or had a child, you know, and you just can't help yourself. You break out in, you know, but I think it's actually perfect. First of all, the words describe, you know, exactly this phenomenon, basically, this integration of, you know, a hadlaka, you know, and a pirsum. And what they establish is, you know, the centrality of pirsum, even as you're doing the hadlaka. But I think also what this indicates is the opposite, and that is that it's not just that the mitzvah, the ma'isa mitzvah, is already focused on that effect of pirsumei nisa. It's also that the pirsumei nisa in this case is an outgrowth of the hadlaka, and the psak of the Rama, you know, which is that even Birchas HaRoeh is over lasiyasan, you know, of course it reflects the integration, but it reflects the integration, you know, in that direction. Namely, even the Pirsum Anes, you know, is on the terms, you know, of being, you know, an outgrowth of Hadlaka. And I think there are many other, you know, indicators, you know, of this as well. So this idea of Kavsei Nezakuk, of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, of, you know, the Birchas HaRoeh, you know, being kind of subservient to the Birchas Hadlaka, ironically, you know, shifts the focus away from what it typically is, you know, the emphasis on the Hodah part, but that's not its goal. The goal is to make the Hodah even more powerful, you know, by linking it with the Tochen and the substance, you know, of the mitzvah and the Hadlaka. So when it comes to, you know, there's, again, this idea of Chanukah as Chinuch, you know, Chinuch HaMizbeach, of course, and at that time, but in general, as being like a key, you know, perspective in how we look at Torah Shebaal Peh specifically, but L'Hashkicham Torah Sechol Avir Mechukei Ritzonecha, it's, I think, a very powerful lesson that, you know, even Pirsum and even Hodah, you know, has to be rooted in the rigor of Tochen, and that, you know, kind of rigor, you know, stands, if that's the only way or the best way to produce, you know, that becomes, this I would be inclined to agree with the Taz over the Trumas HaDeshen, not so much a Hechsher, but that becomes the Maisa Hadlaka, and the Maisa Hadlaka, you know, has a certain integrity and a certain power in its own right. So, I want to wish everybody Hatzlacha on preparing for the Bechina, you know, you know, it's all about, again, understanding, you know, the concept of Bina, as we discussed, Maven Davar, Mitoch Davar, and, you know, appreciating exactly the relationship between, you know, the Tochen of Halacha and the effect, you know, from a value perspective that it's supposed to have in transforming us as people, you know, who are B'nai Bina, and, you know, who can have that appreciation of what Kiddush Hashem and Pirsum Neis is really all about. Okay. We have a Mubarak.